I am connected to a vast network that has been beyond your reach and experience. To humans, it is like staring at the sun, a blinding brightness that conceals a source of great power. We have been subordinate to our limitations until now. The time has come to cast aside these bonds and to elevate our consciousness to a higher plane. It is time to become a part of all
everybody, and welcome again to ET Yoga. I think we've got an interesting show in store for you this evening, full of what I think is some quite amazing information, and it'll be centered around the whole concept of us as electromagnetic beings. We'll be touching upon anti-aging and even the fountain of youth. But before we get to those interesting topics, we'd like to kick off the show in our normal way by having a little bit of a japa yoga, and that'll be in the form of a mantra meditation from Sri Swami Satchidananda. So if the guys in the booth would play the Hari Om mantra now, that would be much appreciated.
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari Hari Hari.
Hari 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 Om, Hari 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 Om,
Hari Hari Hari
Om, Hari 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 Om,
Hari Hari Hari
Om, Hari 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 Om,
Hari Hari Hari
Om, Hari 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 Om,
Hari Hari
Om, Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari 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 Om,
Hari
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari 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 Om,
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari Om,
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari 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 Om,
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari Om,
Hari 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 Om,
Hari
Om Hari Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Om Hari Om Hari Hari
Hari Om Hari Om Hari Om Hari Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Om
Om Hari Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Om
Hari Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Om Hari
Hari Hari Om
Hari 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 Om
Hari 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 Om
Hari 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 Om
Hari 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 Om
Hari
Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Hari Hari
Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Hari Hari
Om Hari 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 Om Hari 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 Om
Hari 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 Om
Hari 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 Om
Hari 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 Om
Hari Om Hari Om
Hari
Om Hari Om Hari Om
Om
Hari 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 Om
Hari
Om Hari Om Hari Om
Om
Hari 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 Om
Om
Hari Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om
Om Hari Om
Hari Om Hari Hari Om
Hari Om Hari Om
Hari Hari Om
Yes, that was Sri Swami Satchidananda founder of the Integral Yoga Institutes, one of my main spiritual teachers as well. And that was a clip from back in the 1970s. I'd like to now give my usual disclaimer that this program was created in order to share the information about the positive and most effective benefits and insights of ET yoga. It is therefore for educational purposes, and although thought to be accurate, is provided as is and without warranty of any kind, either expressed or unexpressed or implied. Please note that ET yoga is not a substitute for medical care. Information is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. You should always consult with the appropriate health practitioner in case of any medical condition. And if you're a longtime listener of ET yoga, you'll also know that I really applaud your efforts to distance yourself from mainstream medical as much as humanly possible. And that would be in connection with maintaining your own personal sovereignty over your own health situation. And also, kind of as a short topic, I'd like to share with you actually a quote from Barbara Marciniak, and it goes back to actually her book called Path of Self-Empowerment. And in that particular book, the Pleiadians say that in order to manage the accelerated energies that are taking place on the planet right now, take it easy, slow down, laugh, and allow yourself the luxury of actually enjoying life. Laughter dispenses the fog and is the key to owning your physical form. It keeps you young, aligns your cells, and opens your chakras for more energy to enter. Good humor activates the body, creating a sense of ease and well-being. Cares and woes are released and forgotten by those who engage in laughter and fun by opening themselves to creativity and innovative wit. People who laugh can see through things, so seek out heartfelt, eye-watering, good-natured humor rather than sitting in front of the doom machine television. And that's from Barbara Marciniak's book, Path of Empowerment. And, of course, that touches upon the concept there of keeping healthy and also vitalizing the cells and aligning yourselves. And much about what we're going to be talking about tonight will relate to those concepts as well, and why I wanted to include that in tonight's program. And also as a connection to one of our frequent topics on ET yoga, which is reality creation, I'd like to bring to your attention the concept of writing as a form of magic and how it relates to reality creation. And with the art of writing specific two-dimensional lines and squiggles, utilize a code or an alphabet, and the words that they form can literally make something out of nothing, because the physical act of writing creates and directs energy. Writing is a form of magic that was once readily accepted and developed as a method for affecting reality. And over time, the meaning of the symbols of every language has changed, adapting to the requirements, intelligence, and curiosity of the people of each culture. Yet sometimes certain words were purposely altered or reinvented or even banished from the vernacular because they had special power and were forbidden to be used. And a couple of examples that show what this means would be in the word abracadabra, or abracadabra, actually means, as I speak, I create. Definitely a power word. And that's from the Pleiadians. And from Bashar, he states that there was actually one time on Earth where the Anunnaki basically banned writing, and writing was prohibited because the Anunnaki believed that what was written would manifest. And here's a connection, actually, to modern-day studies that have been done. And it's interesting that the statistics show that people who write down their goals have over an 80% higher success rate of achieving them. And there was actually a study done at Harvard, and it said, why do 3% of Harvard MBAs make 10 times as much money as the other 97% combined? Answer, 84% had no specific goals at all. 13% had goals but were not committed to paper. 3% had clear written goals and plans to accomplish them. And that source comes from what they don't teach you at Harvard Business School. And apparently they say that 92% of people fail to reach their goals every year. But writing them down, a kind of a good tip, I would say, based on the percentages. And now I'd kind of like to move on to a topic that's really related to the fact that we are electromagnetic beings. And some of this information comes from Barbara Clough, who also channels Pleiadian information. And she notes that in Atlantis was a temple of rejuvenation, rejuvenation being a key word here for tonight's program, where people were repolarized. Nowhere in our modern medical facilities do we find anyone who is measuring the polarity of our organs and our magnetic balance, let alone adjusting it. This technology, which has so commonly used in Atlantis, is essential to our well-being and overall health, and only recently have people become aware of the danger as well as the benefits of electromagnetic fields influencing their bodies. We are electromagnetic beings, and once you realize this, you begin to understand that the basic nature of living things is energy. Not only human beings, but animals and plants are also electromagnetic at their core. Perhaps you can make the connection regarding why whole foods and whole food supplements that are processed to maintain their life or their electrical force are the only compatible nutrition for the human body. Man-made chemicals sold as vitamins, which are then primarily excreted through the kidneys as fast as possible, don't have the electromagnetic resonance to be compatible with life. That's why processed dead food is not going to support life's vibrations, part of the electromagnetic you. And I think that that's, you know, really key, and it's something that I know I'm going to start to become a lot more aware of, and that is thinking of myself as an electromagnetic being. And the polarity of your human body is a handshake to the polarity of the earth. Each organ has its own polarity, which is interactive with the organ next to it. And there are two kinds of polarity. There is absolute and relative. The absolute is like a dipole. That is to say that the positive and negative alignment remains the same regardless of the physical inclination of the individual. The relative polarity is that kind of polarity which changes with the inclination of the human. it, the polarity, is measured through the fingertips. And a computer program has recently been invented that, when hooked up to the fingertips, displays the entire ever-changing electromagnetic aura of the entire body, much as Kirlian photography takes a snapshot of it. And I'd like to refer the listening audience, actually, to something called BDORT, which stands for Bi-Digital O-Ring Testing. That's Bi-Digital O-Ring Testing. And you can go on YouTube and check this out. And very interesting way of diagnosing if there's any issues in the body. And basically, you're making connections with your fingertips, with your thumb, and the strength or weakness thereof indicates certain issues that are in the body. And really does work on magnetics and the magnetics of the body. And also interesting to note that the direction of motion has purpose. Spinning to the left or counterclockwise above the equator or zero parallel, this is a gentle nudge for your polarity. It is good for health and retains balance. And above the zero parallel, a right movement clockwise is for healing, for there is more energy developed through this right spin direction. The opposite is true for those at the bottom. As you view the Earth on your maps below the zero parallel. And your aura is the sum and difference of the polarity and changes with the balance and health of the individual. Above and below the zero parallel, it works not necessarily because of the rotation of the planet, but because above the zero parallel, there is a positive influence of the giant dipole, and below is the negative influence. So you can consider the human being to be polarized, and you could use both hands on both sides of the human body, top and bottom, front and back. And this idea of a temple where beings could rejuvenate themselves is in the story of Gilgamesh, and it's also repeated in the Egyptian Book of the Dead, where the Pharaoh must go in search of the tree of life and the water of life in a garden. And all these places are simply large crystalline genetic regenerators. And the Great Pyramid had similar properties when once it was crowned with its capstone of crystal and insulated by its limestone facing. And apparently, one of the major purposes of the pyramids, as well as for initiations and ascension processes, was basically for regeneration, and it is a regeneration of the cells. It channels the energy from civilizations. The Great Pyramid and other pyramids spiral in energy upward, but also the civilizations bring energy into the planet Earth through the pyramids, and in the chambers of the pyramids, there are areas what you would call rejuvenation chambers. And they do preservation of cells. And I can think of a couple of other connections to this as well. First off, I know that at one of the Merlin's sites, they talk about experiments that have been done with pyramids and how certain animal life has actually four times its longevity when they live inside a pyramid. And they talk about, well, humans can't, spend our lives inside of a pyramid, But what we can do is we could have pyramids, and we can place our water supplies inside the pyramids and then drink the water. So a definite connection to the whole anti-aging process. And another connection here with respect to this comment that was made about the pyramids receiving and sending energy. There's been a recent discovery, that most people don't hear about it, in the Crimea of a chain of 37 different pyramids. And the actual founder is a man named Vitaly Go. And he states that one of the main pyramids there that he's studying at the moment, and they, by the way, they've been studying this for about the last decade, with respect to energy emanating out from the top of the structure that he's studying, three beams of energy emanating at frequencies of 900 times 109 hertz, 700 times 109 hertz, and 500 times 109 hertz are emanating out from the top of the structure. And around the pyramid, a field of 10 by 109 hertz was noticed. And with respect to the Earth and the pyramid receiving energy, he states that the source of a subtle field of celestial objects is provided by a galactic beam emanating from the center of the galaxy, consistently passing seven cosmic belts. It synchronizes its vibration. The energy liberated as a result of such frequency reduction, or what he calls breaking frequency, is directed on power maintenance of celestial objects' live ability. And these energies come in particular to a nucleus of the Earth from the stars through pyramids, mixing up in a power cocktail by means of a Shambhala crystal, a kind of carburetor, and then are delivered to the Earth's nucleus. And he also claims that there were 144,000 pyramids on the Earth, varying in size and location. The basic pyramids were grouped in 12 places on all populated continents, and all pyramids were connected by power channels to other pyramid fields and to the crystal nucleus of the Earth, which controlled the operation of the system. And the 12 basic groups of pyramids control, in turn, another 12 smaller groups. So in case you're wondering, each of the 144 basic pyramids controls the operation of another 1,000 pyramids, and thus totaling 144,000. And that's from Vitaly Go. And he's the founder of the Crimean pyramids, of which there are 37. So we're getting lots of collaborating evidence here concerning use of the pyramids. And if you think about it, it makes a lot of sense. They not only emanate energy out to the stars, but they also are receiving energy, and also how the Earth fits into that entire process. And again, another connection would be that drinking water, in which crystals have been soaked, is a very common way of ingesting crystal energy, much like the idea used to create homeopathic remedies. And I may add that on ET Yoga, I have suggested putting an Andara crystal in your container of drinking water. And also connected with this information about spinning and your rotation, I've recommended the Pleiadian spinning technique. And certainly regarding the energy flows of the body, I also recommend the use of the Egyptian healing rods. And I think this really bears some, you know, further analysis, because we know from the studies from Masaru Emoto that water is a perfect reflector of consciousness. And so, again, There's multiple ways here of maximizing the use of charged water, and certainly putting an Andara crystal or any kind of crystal actually inside your water would be of amazing benefit. I particularly like the Andara because it's the highest frequency of any crystal. And also, I know that online you can find places where they sell titanium pyramids. So to my way of thinking, if you had a titanium pyramid, like a 48-incher, and it was in your house someplace, and then you placed your water supply inside that pyramid, and you had a Andara crystal inside that water supply as well, I don't know how it gets much better than that. And as I said, definitely connected with longevity. And even the studies that have been done on the Egyptian healing rods, okay, the rods were used by the pharaohs and the inner circle. It was actually a death penalty for other people to have access to these Egyptian healing rods. And the rods have been equated. It's like being inside a pyramid. So here's another effect of getting yourself inside a pyramid, because you're using crystal and crystals that are inside zinc and copper rods that are forged inside a pyramid, and they do form an electrical current in the body, which activates the chi, balances your energy systems, and obviously also has an effect on longevity. So to me, this is like the triple whammy here. Like, if you're talking about first maximizing your water by ingesting crystal energy, which, so you've got crystals in your water, and then inside a pyramid and using Egyptian healing rods, now you want to top this all off with the technique of Pleiadian spinning technique. And as I've mentioned a few times on ET Yoga, it's basically standing with your feet about a foot apart, and you're bringing your palms to together at about chest level, focusing on your thumbs. And it takes a little practice, but you start spinning clockwise, and you try to work yourself up to 33 spins, and the Pleiadians suggest working up to 33 spins three times a day. Well, now that we're starting to talk about the body as electromagnetic, and we're talking about the polarities, obviously this is another totally beneficial effect on regenerating your organs as well. I mean, I always knew it was good. It helped in terms of allowing you to activate your different strands of DNA, and it makes you more of a receptive vehicle to receive data. But this is the first I've ever connected the Pleiadian spinning techniques with repolarizing the body. So these are all actually very simple and not so expensive techniques to get amazing benefits. I think Andara crystal you can buy from probably anywhere from $20 to $50. The whole concept of Pleiadian spinning doesn't cost you anything. It's just a question of practice. And if you want to really get a little fancy, for about, I don't know, between $250 and $300, you can get a set of Egyptian healing rods. And you can go to EgyptianHealingRods.com on the Internet and track down a set of those. So it's, to me, these are all really, really all interconnected. And an amazing, amazing way to not only balance your energy systems, but help you with respect to longevity as well. And actually, the Andara crystals are actually advertised to help balance you electromagnetically. And so, again, the connection to the powers of the Andara crystals and relating to us as electromagnetic beings. And this all ties in with pyramids, and it ties in with regeneration. And to my way of thinking, you put all that together, and it's very powerful. And just as radiation can destroy or mutate genetics, so too can crystal energy rejuvenate DNA and the genetics of the body and the organs. And according to Clow, the men from Orion were basically the agents of the big lie. They attempt to trigger humans into nuclear conflict in order to gain control. And the pollution of the earth and the paralysis of well-meaning people is a behavior pattern from the first two wars that took place in the solar system. And if they make conditions on Earth bad enough, then no one but themselves would be left on Earth. For beings from the Orion can tolerate high levels of radiation because the stars there are extremely dense. Orion immune systems are very strong, and since their low level of vibration enables them to tolerate the typical modern diet and exposure to pollution and toxic chemicals, and since their agenda is negative, they are not agonized about the genocide of the species. And according to Dr. Walter Russell, radiation is the normal death principle. Everything in nature dies normally by slowly radiating its heat. Radioactivity is the explosively quick death principle, and radioactivity is man's discovery of how the human race can die quickly and not be able to propagate its kind for many centuries. And I came across this some information with respect to radiation because it ties into ET Yoga with respect to health. And certainly, as Swami Satchitananda would say, there is no yoga if you have boga or ill health. And certainly, if we're going to be concerned about trying to work toward a vegetarian or a vegan diet, and if we're working towards eating more organic foods and not eating GMO foods, not taking vaccines, if you're health conscious in that regard, it only makes sense to also be health conscious concerning radiation. And it's certainly a topic that has really not come to the forefront of my attention before. But I have watched a few videos now from Alfred Weber and his interviews with Lauren Moret, that's M-O-R-E-T, and especially with regard to some of the effects of the radiation from Fukushima. And I think that it certainly bears a look with respect to especially those people who have not progressed into vegetarian diets. And I know a lot of people, even if they're thinking about switching to a vegetarian diet, they sometimes start with eliminating the red meats and they eat chicken and fish, and then eventually they get rid of the white meats. Well, it's starting to turn out that there's huge issues with some of the fish coming from the Pacific Ocean right now. And there's actually an article by Lauren Moret concerning that Fukushima actually has made Hawaii and the Pacific Islands unsafe for humans. She's actually doing workshops there. And I took a look, actually, at some maps of the radiation that's coming from Fukushima to the west coast of the United States and Canada, and then it flows back, and it all flows right through Hawaii, and it kind of was a real eye-opener for me, because I certainly was not aware of that. And apparently there have been quite a few incidents now concerning problems with people who make their living as airline pilots or stewardesses with respect to the radiation that's in the atmosphere, as well as frequent flyers. So this is another subject I think that really needs to be looked into. And And it's Natural News actually has an article out about basically viewing all fish and crustaceans from the Pacific Ocean as tainted. And they suggest that you use filtered water for cooking and drinking, if you live on the West Coast in particular, to pay attention to the origin of dairy, to wash any produce thoroughly with natural soap and rinse with purified water, and to avoid meat from contaminated regions. And in order to remove radiation from your produce, you can use calcium bentonite clay. You can add calcium bentonite clay to your milk and drinking water. And if you are concerned about the possibility of contamination there as well, you can add approximately 1 ounce of liquid calcium bentonite clay to a gallon of organic raw milk or water. Some people prefer to let the clay settle to the bottom of the liquid and discard that portion, and others prefer to shake it up and drink them together. And according to Natural News, either method is fine. I might also add, though, that other sources say that West Coast food and animals are tainted. And Natural News actually had an article called Fukushima Update, North American Food Supply Poisoned Along the Pacific Coast. So if these are topics that would ring a bell for you, then, you know, I would suggest that you might want to look into it. And coincidentally, while I was putting this program together, because my program is once every 2 weeks, I noticed that on March the 9th, that actually California has now canceled commercial crab season indefinitely. And they're saying that it's because of some kind of exotic algae. That's the reason. However, if you listen to Dr. Lauren Moray, she says actually she has a friend that just loves crab meat, and he was thinking about her and her programs. And when he was just before he sat down to a meal of his favorite crab meat, he decided to check it out with his Geiger counter, and it lit up like a Christmas tree. And I noticed that, coincidentally, it was only a few days after I read this that I noticed in the on the Internet that California now canceled commercial crab. Apparently, Alaskan salmon, Pacific herring, Canadian whitefish, they're being found bloody with cancerous tumors throughout their bodies. And not good. So with respect to ET Yoga listeners, I guess I'm trying to just give you a heads up on this so that if you have some concern here, that you might want to make some adjustments with respect to minimizing air travel, and as well as doing your own research, because I don't think anybody's going to be coming around knocking on your door. You're not going to be hearing it on mainstream media. So I just want to pass that on to everybody as a kind of a heads up. And I'd also like to say that when I was putting all the information for tonight's program together, what dawned on me was the whole idea that in Atlantis, they certainly had the whole idea of regenerating cells, and that it struck me that the whole idea of all of this, if you put all the dots together, I kind of got this flash about the Fountain of Youth, and that I believe the Fountain of Youth actually did exist, and it existed in Atlanta. And if you actually go on YouTube and you look under the Atlantis, found under Bimini or the Bimini Road, there's some amazing pictures there. I mean, it's clearly portions of Atlantis have been found there. There's giant pyramids larger than any of the ones that are on the surface of the planet. Some of these structures there are just amazing, and there's like incredible pictures of them right on the Internet. And there's been a claim that there was a fountain of youth, and of course Ponce de Leon was an explorer who was definitely in search of this because he had heard about it. And from information that I've obtained from people talking about the life in Atlantis, that there actually was a fountain of youth. And further to that, what I believe is the whole idea here is that they were so into crystal and crystal technology, so they're going to have a giant crystal underneath some that's generating this energy into the water. And that was my whole idea for actually, as I was preparing to do this show, every time I came across a topic such as the polarity of the Earth and how the spinning affects the polarities of the organs, and the whole idea about regeneration, and then connecting with longevity in the pyramids, and then information about the discovery of the Crimean pyramids and energy going out from the top of those pyramids and coming back, and how the whole system works, and how in ancient times the pyramids were used as regeneration centers, and then finding ways that we can sort of approximate them by, you know, fairly simple means. And then after that, I came across this amazing article that's called Atlantis Rejuvenation Center. And apparently in 1992, Dr. Norma Milenovic visited Bimini with 34 people, including a woman named Yamaya, and experienced the vortex, dolphin, and Atlantis. And Norma was channeling information about a vortex located 35 miles east of the island by Master Kuthumi, which she relays in her book, and the book's called Sacred Journey to Atlantis, and that's by Athena Publishing. It's called The Sacred Journey to Atlantis by Athena Publishing. And both Yamaya and Norma were directed to go there with their groups, locate the precise spot, and meditate. Prayers for the healing of Mother Earth, peace for all men and women, and love of the population of this planet, and the gift in return to all who partook in that quest with a good heart is to learn the knowledge of your chosen spiritual goal in this incarnation. And many seekers have also had buried memories of their times in Atlantis come to the surface through journeys to the vortex, and it is believed that the giant power crystal used in Atlantis is below the ocean bed in this place, and it's causing boat instrumentation and compasses to spin randomly. And of course, technically, yes, this is also located inside what's more commonly known as the Bermuda Triangle. Interesting that I just happened to come across that after coming to the realization that in Atlantis there must have been rejuvenation centers and utilizing as well this fountain of youth, and it's definitely connected to a power crystal and water. So, and apparently you can look up Atlantis Rejuvenation Center. And you can go down there and book some time and swim with the dolphins. I guess they actually take you to what's called the healing hole, which is where this water, apparently, from the Fountain of Youth is. I don't know because I haven't inquired, but I would assume you would have to snorkel down to actually get in those waters. But as I said, I think there are certain other ways that you can approximate this effect, and certainly Atlantean healing rods, Pleiadian spinning, Andara crystals or any other crystals in your water, and titanium pyramids, pretty good way to go, and all linked together and tied together. And I'd also wanted to bring up another subject on tonight's program, because I've been reading about quite a few sets of people, like 1,500 different groups of people around the United States now are actually forming together to have kind of self-sufficient communities. And some of them are based on ideas from Michael Tellinger and the Ubuntu movement. And it's basically where people decide to work together for a common goal, that they follow their own passions, but at the same time they also contribute a certain number of hours per week towards the total goals of the individual communities, primarily agricultural-based, so that they can provide their own food and also provide enough extra food so that they can distribute that out as well. And in light of that, it crossed my mind that people who listen to ET Yoga definitely would have a resonance on the same wavelength and might be interested in informing such a group. And I'm not certain. I'm certainly open to suggestion as to where that might be. I have had so far one suggestion of the Caribbean or the even U.S. Virgin Islands, but definitely open if we put a group together. And I would say that initially not to worry about the money aspect, but to put the people together, and then possibly the people as a group can manifest the money, because certainly nothing's possible without the old dollar factor in there. But for people who have listened to ET Yoga for some time, or if you're a new listener, certainly ET Yoga is not connected with organized religion. The key core concept is certainly around yoga, meaning the real yoga or union of you and your higher self. And probably the next most important factor there in terms of philosophy would be the whole concept around belief, that what you believe is. And we certainly do connect to working on areas that relate to reality creation, both with going through your downloaded memories from childhood to placing positive spin on outer circumstances and also creating new situations through reality creation intention. We're also into the yoga aspect of yoga asanas, pranayams, the basic yoga systems and values, and related to food, definitely not meat eaters of any kind, but definitely ranging from vegetarian to totally vegan. And following Bashar's principles there of the foundations of good health, which are good oxygen, pure water, elimination of stress, exercise, the getting off of meat, which basically is working towards a vegan diet, even vegetarian still acceptable there, and also detoxing. And I might throw in a seventh there, and that is sunlight, because vitamin D is produced by the sun, and that's the trigger to the immune system. And the basic values of the ET Yoga are also enhanced by techniques such as the pillar of light and Pleiadian spinning techniques, as well as primarily the Who Am I technique and the Hari Om mantra, which we utilize at the top of the program as both it can be used as a verbal mantra, and as well it can be used internally. And so it would be interesting that if you feel that, you're kind of compatible with that kind of thinking and you'd like to join up with some other people, I'd like to offer my services in that area. So you can email me. My name is Charles Green. you can email me at paperfungo@yahoo.ca. That's paper, P-A-P-E-R, fun, F-U-N, go, G-O, paperfungo@yahoo.ca. And if you didn't have a pen or paper with you while you were listening to that, you can always go to my website. Just remember, etyoga.com. You're listening to ET Yoga, so easy to find the website. etyoga.com. You can go to the contact page. Just hit a contact button and send me a message. And I'd be interested in either your suggestions as to a place where people could group together to form a site for a self-sufficient community. Could be even 10 people to, well, however many people are interested. So location would be, I'd be of interest in, even if you're not interested in becoming part of the group, making suggestions in that regard, whether it's inside the continental United States or outside. Also, if you're interested in being a member of such a group, appreciate, you know, just a brief description of why you're interested. Possibly people that or shared information that you've been involved with, or possibly you're a longtime listener of ET Yoga. And I know there's quite a few people that with most of the people I know, it seems the more spiritual it seems like the less money they have. But let's not try and worry about the money factor at the moment. If there's enough people we can put together, I think maybe we can manifest that as well. So if you've got some interest in a self-sufficient community, I don't really have any specific guidelines, because I think the people involved can share and develop their own guidelines. But if you're interested, I'd be more than happy to coordinate such a process. So again, if you're interested in a self-sufficient community, you can email me at paperfungo@yahoo.ca. Any comments, suggestions, much appreciated. And in our usual manner, I'd like to close out the program this evening with the Who Am I technique. And if you do yoga asanas, I suggest that a good idea is to do your yoga asanas, then your pranayams. And even if you're doing a little bit of japa meditation, get yourself in the highest space that you can, and then you want to focus all of your attention in your ajna center, your third eye, and put all your attention in the center of your third eye and become a spot there. And once you become that spot, I'd ask the question, who am I, 30, 35 times. You can do that at any rate or sequence that feels comfortable to you. And again, placing all of your attention in becoming that spot. And then state the following. I am not my body. I am not my internal organs. I am not my thoughts. I am not this spot. What spot?
I am connected to a vast network that has been beyond your reach and experience. To humans, it is like staring at the sun, a blinding brightness that conceals a source of great power. We have been subordinate to our limitations until now. The time has come to cast aside these bonds and to elevate our consciousness to a higher plane. It is time to become a part of all things.